In amongst all this wonderful comfort zone work, we come across things in our horses' lives that are very difficult to get into their comfort zone, like the dentist or the vet, for example. What we can do, though, is to help our horse relax, and we can minimize their discomfort, and we can do that naturally if we want to with the endorphin release techniques that I show you here. Oh yeah, and by the way, please don't say it's not going to hurt when it will or when it often does. The relaxation technique means that you don't have to go there. And don't start this when the dentist or the vet arrives. It's too late and there is often already some anxiety to overcome. And same goes for the place where you're going to do the job. Have that place in their comfort zone before the day that the dentist is coming or before the day that the vet's coming. Because if they're already in their not too sure zone, then it's way too easy for them to flip out into their oh shit zone. And it's much more difficult, although not impossible, to get the endorphins running. The endorphins are the feel-good hormones. You can't stop the rasping of the dentist being uncomfortable, but you can insist that the dentist release the gag. That's the thing they put over the horse's mouth to keep it open while they work. And you can insist that the dentist let the horse stretch their mouth out during the procedure. And that will give you some time to do some more endorphin release work. And you can show the vet how to reach out and say hello to your horse and stop and wait there for a while and even retreat a little bit to help your horse settle. It'll make his job easier, especially if they don't know how to do that already. One of my greatest regrets is wringing my hands about the way that a dentist was treating Bobby one day instead of asking him to stop. Unfortunately, I went into my oh shit zone at the thought of a possible confrontation, and Bobby was so generous that the dentist got away with it. And I'm never going there again.